Hey, it's Niall Horan here, and you're listening to Fernando.
Well, thank you, Niall Horan. That's right, I am Fernando Ventura, and welcome to First Stream Live
yes.
Action News. Let's go to our weather center, where meteorologist Chelsea Briggs is standing by.
The forecast for this week in music is 100% chance of 14 tracks of heartbreak weather brought to you by the very handsome Niall Horan.
And we've also got a Trolls World Tour from Justin Timberlake,
yes.
who's also very handsome,
mm-hmm.
and his super friends. Lil Yachty is dressing up as Oprah Winfrey.
You have to see it to believe it. Plus, we'll dig into new music from Tyga and Megan Thee Stallion, Blueface, Big Frida, Ellie Goulding, Kehlani.
All of that and more coming your way right now on this New Music Friday as we break down the biggest new releases out there. I'm Fernando.
And I'm Chelsea. Welcome to Billboard's First Stream Live.
I wanted to thank you for tuning in and remind you that there is a storm coming. Her name is Niall.
And that was Niall Storm setting us up for his alter ego Niall Horan's sophomore album, Heartbreak Weather. Now, the record dropped today, very exciting, but the clouds have been gathered for months with teases and singles getting us more and more excited. We're actually listening to the title track right now. But leading up to the release, the singer shared Nice to Meet Ya, Small Talk, Put a Little Love on Me, and No Judgment.
And recently, Niall ramped up the anticipation by showing off his sense of humor and dropping YouTube weather forecast videos as Niall Storm.
Yes,
as
I love it.
You mentioned before, Chelsea.
So good.
And this week, fans were treated to a Niall residency on CBS's Late Late Show with James Corden. Here's what the singer told his pal James about the new album.
Breakup albums, they can be very like, oh, I'm so sad. It's all about me, my side of things. Where this time I was trying to write from different angles, from the other person's angle, from people looking in potentially, that kind of thing. And the weather, I was correlating to different feelings as, you know, that you would have as you come out of a breakup or whatever.
All right, now let's check out a heartbreak weather track that we got to hear for the first time this week.
Yes.
Here is Black and White. I promise that I love you for the rest of my life. Now, remember, I caught up with Niall when he dropped Nice to Meet You back in
October. Of course
October.
I remember. You haven't stopped talking about it.
I know. And you know what? I'm not going to stop talking about it. And here's what he had to say back in October about the new album. Are fans going to be surprised with some of the directions that you're going to go in? Different things you're going to try?
Yeah, I think they will. I think Nice to Meet You is stepping it up a little bit in terms of the craziness. I just felt like what was on the radio at the time of Slow Hands, Slow mm-hmm. Hands probably realistically shouldn't have been that successful, but I think people attached themselves to it because it was so different.
Yeah, it sounded like nothing else at that time.
Yeah, I had a feeling that it was going to do all right, but not to the extent that it did.
Yeah.
So I just felt like with the success of that, I could experiment and have a bit more fun, and I think Nice to Meet You is along the same lines of Slow Hands and a bit more of a development of that sound.
Yeah.
And I think across the board, when people hear the whole record together, they will understand Nice to Meet You. Nice to meet you. What's your name? Let me treat you to a drink. That's why I don't get it. What's up? What's up?
What's up? What's up? That is What's Up. Literally, the song is called What's Up, featuring Future, and it's from Lil Uzi Vert, who is really going for the gold lately. After gifting us with his sophomore project, Eternal A Take, last week, he doubled down today by releasing Eternal A Take Deluxe, Love Versus the World 2. It's a sequel to his 2016 mixtape opus, as the rapper aims for his second number one album on the Billboard 200. With last week's set, the new 14-track collection includes huge guests like 21 Savage, Lil Baby, Chief Keef, as well as Young Thug and Gunna, who you can hear on this cut, Strawberry Peels.
Strawberry peels.
Next time they bring up the guns, you gon' respect us. That little vest ain't gon' do you. I chew for Mecca. I ain't even trying to hold you up, Mac on your slim. I'm a soldier from that mode, I'm the ghost of him.
The wait is finally over. After 13 years and delay after delay, J Electronica's debut album, A Written Testimony, has arrived. Last month, the MC said the set would be out in 40 days. Then, on Tuesday, Tidal announced they'd be holding listening sessions on Thursday. And now, fans are pleasantly surprised that it's actually here. We just heard Ghost of Soulja Slim, one of the many tracks that Jay-Z contributes to. Now, let's check out Travis Scott's feature on the long, long, long-awaited LP. Here's J Electronica's The Blinding.
Extra, extra, it's Mr. Headlines, who signed every contract and missed the deadlines. 40 days, 40 nights, trying to live up to the hype. It's the road less traveled, it's the one who missed the flight. Hove hit me up like, what you scared of heights? Know your sister tired of working, gotta do us up nice. I'm like, don't even know I stay up for Fallon late nights. She need bread, she need rice, she need thread, she need ice.
Get down with us, okay, now don't slack, I need all my racks.
We are listening to Anderson .Paak and Justin Timberlake on Don't Slack.
I know.
From the Trolls World Tour soundtrack. The album, executive produced by JT himself, dropped this week.
Yes,
big
it
name
did.
Artists were lining up for this one. Justin teamed up with SZA for the previously released The Other Side. I know you love this song. And among many others, the star-studded soundtrack also features Kelly Clarkson. Who doesn't love Kelly Clarkson?
Oh, she's
Mary J. Blige. And Haim, who you can hear on Rock and Roll Rules.
Yes.
There's no rules in rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Rock and roll. Rock and roll rules.
Now, Justin actually sat down with Zane Lowe this week for Apple Music to discuss his collaborations on the project, and he also teased the possibility of more music coming this year. Did you hear that, Fernando? More music from JT.
I can't wait. We've missed him. It's time.
Honestly, I'm just in a zone where I just love, I've always loved collaborating, but I feel like for whatever reason, whether it's being on tour or again, because the vessel used to be the album, there was so much time in between when I would get to go in with people. And now I could not put anything out for the rest of the year. I could also put 8 records out before 2020 is over. I don't know. That's what's exciting for me right now is I just feel like, Lizzo, can we please put this song out?
You got another one?
We have one. Can we please put this song out? Shout out to Lizzo.
I go shopping, want it, then I cop it, popping, I do what they copy,
That is Captain Hook from Megan Thee Stallion's Project Suga, which we covered on last week's episode. And this week, Megan makes a splash again, teaming up with Tyga on his new track, Freak. Now, the song samples the Black Eyed Peas' My Humps, and it goes a little something like this.
Real freaks don't trip, they come and then dip. Treat them like party favors, I pass them like chips. Get my nut, damn what? I'm back to business, a good lick and a trick. That's all that he is.
I need a freak to rub my hair.
Now, Megan very appropriately received the Powerhouse Award in December at Billboard's Women in Music. We spoke to her backstage about women she admires in the industry, and here's what she had to say.
Everybody knows that I super love Beyonce. I'm from Houston. She's from Houston. I've been listening to her all my life, and she is just somebody that when I'm feeling like, am I, you know, doing the wrong thing, or like, am I feeling like the wrong way? I just go back and like watch her old interviews, and I watch her like talk about basically going through the same struggles that I feel like I'm going through right now. So I'm like, okay, maybe I'm not insane. If Beyonce could get through it, I could get through it.
These new rappers, the mumble rap, what do you think about it?
I embrace it. I embrace it, you know? I love, you know, all the little ditties and all the little jingles that the kids are doing, you know, on their SoundCloud or the other thing, the Tark Tape. That's right.
All right, that was Drake being interviewed by Bopra, a.k.a. Lil Yachty, who turned the first single from his highly anticipated Lil Boat 3 project into a huge event, and I'm talking huge. So the song is called Oprah's Bank Account, and it features Drake and DaBaby, and actually comes with a 9-minute mini movie starring Yachty as Oprah Winfrey. Yes, he is dressed up like her. He's got the wig. He's got the outfit. He has a crowd, like Oprah's, literally Oprah's show. And he's calling himself Bopra.
But does he have the wisdom of Oprah?
I don't know. about that. No one can touch my Oprah. She's kind of my queen.
It's crazy. It's hysterical. And if you haven't watched it and the behind the scenes video, I'm jealous because you're in for a real treat. Let's listen to some of the track right now. Here it is, Oprah's bank account. Nothing bigger than that. I just wanna take you love this good as Oprah's back account. I just wanna take you love this good as Oprah's back account. I ain't mad at him, baby. Speaking of Lil Yachty's collaborator DaBaby, he recently scored his first number one album on the Billboard 200 chart with Kirk. In a recent interview, Billboard spoke to DaBaby about the LP.
What was the inspiration behind your album, Kirk? My father. My father, my last name, and the legacy that just had to be left, you know. Had to be left with it. So, you know, that's what this album's all about. It's about me, my DNA, my upbringing, what I know, what I don't know, what I wish to learn, what knowledge I wish to see, what knowledge I already received, and what I've turned into with that knowledge. So that's what it's all about, Kirk.
Bust down, bust down on the gang. Oh, bust down, Tatiana. Bust down, Tatiana.
Blueface burst onto the scene in late 2018 with the infectious Tatiana anthem. We're actually listening to the
jam.
It was so good. We're actually listening to the remix with Cardi B right now. The noise around Blueface may have quieted down more recently, but the West Coast rapper is back in a big, big way this week with his new project, Find the Beat.
And the list of features is impressive.
Oh, yeah,
DaBaby
really
shows
is.
Up on a track called Obama. I want to hear that.
I can't help him if you can't help him. Pull up like Trump and they duck like Donald. Presidential homie just like Obama.
And Lil Baby is featured on this cut, Weekend.
Every day the weekend. I don't have to pretend. When she let me hit it, I go deep in. I was in the trenches playing defense. Pull up in a big crook blue Benz.
Meanwhile, the set kicks off with a song called First Class featuring Gunna.
Brought the mic out, I ain't going to booth. Ain't trying to fight it out, I'ma just shoot. $3,000 what I spent on the shoe.
First class what I spent on the shoe. But guess guaranteed I'm getting this boo. Ooh, ooh, baby, blow it like soup. I'm so high I get paid to be cool.
And speaking of Gunna, let's listen to a little of this Billboard interview with the rapper where he talked about his process in the studio.
My music making process is like, I like to go to the studio maybe about 7, 8. Call me and Turbo. We gonna play back songs that we did the night before last. Call some girls, just vibe out, just, you know, catch a vibe. The inspiration behind my music, I guess my voice will be like the inspiration behind my music. Because like when I heard my voice, like listening to myself playing it back to back, like I just want to always perfect it.
Finding strength in the fact that you're nothing to me, and I know the things I am above.
That is Valentine's Day, Shameful. Kehlani's most recent single was dropped last month and found her publicly moving on from her ex and putting him on blast.
I am so team Kehlani.
This week, we got her second official release of the year and lyrics that break down the dark aspects of a romantic relationship. Here's Kehlani with Toxic.
And I might hit your phone up with that rap. Missing my da da da, missing that ah. All of this love is toxic.
Sing it, girl. Now, Kehlani, of course, has always been outspoken and clearly isn't afraid to just go there when it comes to mining her relationship experiences, which I honestly love about her. It's so relatable. We've all had these dating nightmares. I mean, she plays by her own rules, which led to her receiving the Rule Breaker of the Year award at Billboard's Women in Music a couple years back. Here she is talking about what it meant to receive that honor.
Being acknowledged for breaking rules in a positive light, it's so important to me because my entire career I've been very outspoken, and whether it be something that goes on, you know, in politics or something that goes on socially, I can't help it. I'm a Taurus. Me and Kelly Clarkson got the same birthday. Hey, girl. I just have to speak up. It hits me in the gut. So thank you for acknowledging it in a positive way.
Every time I walk up in the motherfucking room, I make heads turn and in mind go boom.
Happy Frida the 13th, everybody.
Hey.
You like that, Fernando?
This is not unlucky at all.
No, that's what Big Frida is calling today as she celebrates the release of her EP, Louder. Now, she explores new sounds on the 6-track project, but this week in a Billboard on the Block interview, she assured fans that she'll always stay true to her bounce roots.
I am taking my music into a new direction. I'm exploring new sounds and new collaborations. So I'm really excited about this new project. I'm excited to take it to the next level and to keep pushing for to make Bounce even more mainstream.
And earlier, we heard the Louder title track, which finds Frida teaming up with Swedish duo Iconopop. So much fun. I can't believe there's a song that can contain all of that.
Uh-huh.
But of course,
I miss Frida, those girls.
I know, right? They're fantastic.
It's been a minute.
But of course, Frida is also continuing to collaborate with her Raising Hell BFF, Kesha.
Ooh,
they connected
yes.
again for this cut on the EP, Chasing Rainbows. Block hosts Bianca Gracie and Jordan Rowling also asked Frida about working with Kesha, and here's what she had to say.
Well, me and Kesha connected on a Kesha cruise. We hung out for about 4 days. We performed together. We had some drinks. Yeah. We hung out in her room after, hours, and we just really had a great time. We connected. We became friends. We started texting, and we exchanged that we wanted to do songs with each other. And we started sending over material. I got in the studio, she got in the studio. Yeah. Next thing you know, we got Raising Hell and Chasing Rainbows. And it's just been an amazing thing, because Kesha has been one of the first artists who I've worked with that also was able to put me on all of her stuff. You know, just like, I got the credit that I deserve. You know, I went on the charts with her.
Yeah.
So it was really exciting to have that moment and to really connect with her in that way.
One of the hottest breakthrough artists of the past year, Tones and I, real name Tony Watson, returns with not one, but two songs. And they're her first new cuts since 2019's The Kids Are Coming EP.
Now, we just heard Bad Child, which has some of the same musical ingredients as her big smash hit, Dance Monkey.
Dance for me, dance for me, dance for me, oh, oh. I've never seen anybody do the things you do before.
The second new track, though, is very different. It's stripped back. It really showcases the singer's range. Let's take a listen now. Here's Tones and I with Can't Be Happy All the Time.
Everybody standing here, but no one seems to know me enough. All right, tomorrow I'll be fine. Cause you can't be happy. You can't be happy all the time.
And she just dropped by my radio station in San Francisco, 99.7.
Oh, really?
Now, we talked about how she started singing on the streets of Melbourne, Australia.
Well, I originally started in Melbourne. I used to work on Bourke Street, which is where I first started busking. I bused there a few times, but it's very, very difficult to busk in the city in terms of, like, parking, which you have to park, like, a kilometre away from where you can busk. And I bought the biggest trolley I could find at Bunnings, and I still couldn't fit all my equipment on it.
All right.
So you'd have to leave your stuff on the street and run back a kilometre to your car. And it's like, so you'd always have to bring someone, because otherwise there's a chance that your stuff gets stolen or whatever. Or pay someone to look after your stuff. And then you can only bus for 2 hours at a time as well, so that's really not worth the drive, which for me is like an hour and 20 minutes. And also it's like $70 parking.
All right.
So it's like, if you're not making $70, like, you're losing money. So it was very, like, there's so many things that made me really anxious about it. I did busk there for a little while, and then someone said, if you go to Byron Bay, like, it's such a big busking community. It's like a touristy town, so there's a lot of people there, and you can just pull up, open up your car and busk outside of your car anywhere, as long as, like, you're not, like, right next to another busker.
Okay.
So that's what I did.
Here's what else you need to know about this week.
Okay, I pull up.
We're listening to After Party from Don Toliver's new album, Heaven or Hell. And of course, Don and Travis Scott most recently worked with Sheck West and Chase B on the Jack Boys project, which kicked off 2020 at number one on the Billboard 200.
That's right. And on Heaven or Hell, Don's joined by Wiz Khalifa, Offset, and Quavo. Plus, Travis appears on the song Euphoria, which also features Cash Page.
Euphoria. I'm drowning in euphoria, drowning in euphoria.
My girl, we are listening listening to Ellie Goulding's December cover of Joni Mitchell's River, which became the singer's third UK number one single after 2013's Burn, we all remember that, and 2015's Love Me Like You Do, also remember that, was on repeat for a while.
Then, on January 1st, she posted EG4 2020, letting fans know they can expect her first album since 2015 this year.
Yes.
And now she's got some new music for us. It was just a little earlier than she expected. Last week, she confirmed she'd be dropping a duet with Black Bear. Quote, since one of you decided to leak it.
Uh-oh.
So that was so that was the bad news. But the good news is we have the official release as of today. So let's take a listen right now. We love Ellie Goulding. Here's Ellie with Black Bear on Worry About Me. All right, hold everything.
Okay.
Because the Killers are back.
Yes, they are.
On Thursday, the Las Vegas Rockers debuted an urgent Heartland rocker called Caution.
Uh-huh.
And it is slated to appear on their upcoming sixth studio album, Imploding the Mirage.
Whoa,
due
that's
out later this year. Super excited about this. Let's get into the synth heavy tune right now. Here are the Killers with Caution.
I'm throwing caution. What's it gonna be?
And finally,
Ava Max is coming for her crown as she delivers her first new song of 2020. That is right. It is called, I love this, Kings and Queens. Very royal of her. It's the first track from Ava's debut album set to arrive later this year. So let's go ahead and bow down and listen right now. Kings and Queens from Ava Max. Here it is.
Follow the kings, have the queens on the throne. We would pop champagne and raise a toast.
All right, that is our show for the week. And I have to say, Fernando, obviously it's been a really tough week with the coronavirus and everything that's been going on, all the cancellations of festivals and really all the things, concerts. But it's really cool to have a week where we have such good music. So there's a lot to keep us entertained this weekend while we probably, a lot of us are quarantining ourselves, right?
Well, I was going to spend the entire weekend at home anyway.
Yeah.
So now I've got a ton of music to check out. I definitely want to listen to Niall Horan's entire album. There's new Killers, new Ellie Goulding.
Oh my gosh.
Know you're excited about that.
I'm excited about that for sure.
Well, we got a lot of listening to do, so let's get to it.
Let's do it. And don't forget to join us every Friday on Billboard.com for your insider's guide to all the best new music. And of course, we appreciate you tuning in.
Yes, we do. I'm Fernando Ventura.
And I'm Chelsea Briggs. We'll see you next week on First Stream Live. Go, go.